This afternoon, I'd like to reflect a bit with you on the second reading from St. Paul. Poor St. Paul. The second reading on Sundays usually doesn't fit the theme common to the Old Testament and the Gospel readings, so it tends to get neglected, and very often it's a passage from one of Paul's letters. And time and again we hear Paul speaking about flesh and spirit, without any commentary about what that means. We whose minds have been shaped by the Greeks can miss the Hebrew mentality at work in Paul and many of his original readers. He writes, "You are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you." For the Greeks, body and spirit, body and soul, are two realities uneasily united in us human beings. For the Hebrews, flesh and spirit are terms each of which refers to the total human person, to all of us, to all of you, to all of me. Flesh is, first of all, me as a mortal, vulnerable human being. Given the context, flesh can also mean me insofar as my body, psyche, and spirit are not yet transformed by God's grace, that not yet portion of me. Spirit designates all of me, body, psyche, and soul, insofar as I have been transformed by God's grace. I am living in the flesh, to use Paul's language, when I live only for myself and my own narrow, short-term interests. I am living in the flesh when I let fear rule my life. I am in the flesh when I have a serious addiction to fame or sex or alcohol or an opioid. I am in the flesh when I make any creature into my God. You kind of get the picture. Living in the Spirit, on the contrary, is living under the persuasive influence of God's Holy Spirit. You live in the Spirit when you healthily give yourself to another in loving service. You live in the Spirit when you find yourself in what seems to be an intractable situation, an impasse, and you find in yourself the ability to say yes to the situation in all its felt dimensions. You say yes to the impasse, not in the sense that you mean, I like the situation I find myself in. And you say yes to the impasse, not because you approve what is confronting you. You say yes to the impasse you are experiencing, in the sense that you say a full-bodied yes to its being your reality right now. Life in the Spirit can be paradoxical. People often find that if they say this kind of full-throated yes to the factness of the impasse, to the stuckness, to the seeming impossibility of it all, a way opens up, a possibility emerges, something fresh and deeper shows itself. Where resistance erodes, just hardens the situation. You are living in the Spirit when your life is marked with gratitude. You are living in the Spirit when you are deeply upset by persons holding public office you perceive as misusing their power, but you refuse to add to the toxicity circulating on the currents of human conscience. Rather, you ask for the grace to love those officials and to send their way thoughts that are expressive of justice and truth and goodness, all the while using appropriate means to voice your desires for a better exercise of authority. Paul affirms that if we live according to the flesh, we will have no future. This is not because God will shut us out of life. No, we will shut ourselves out of life if we live thoroughly according to the flesh. And he affirms as well that if we live by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we will let the flesh, our small self, our false self, die, gradually die, and we will have a future with God. Living in the Spirit is what Jesus invites us to in Matthew's Gospel this afternoon when he says, "Come to me." I like Eugene Peterson's version of this famous text. Eugene Peterson is a Protestant scripture scholar who did a contemporary translation of the Old and New Testament called The Message, and often I find his version really fresh. This is the way he puts this. Imagine Jesus saying to you this afternoon, "Are you tired, worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." As we continue our Eucharist this afternoon, let's pray that we might learn to live and act in the Spirit more and more, especially when we're on social media.
And now, in response to God's word entrusted to us, let us join the universal church in professing our faith using the Apostles' Creed at number 175 in the hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth,